Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A long-serving member of our law enforcement community has retired after more than 30 years of service. Let's go in-depth with Randy Puyer, formerly with the Knoxville Police Department. So, Randy, when did you start with the Knoxville Police Department?
May 23rd, 1987.
You remember it exactly, don't you?
I do.
I bet. And did you have any previous law enforcement experience?
Actually, in 1980, then-Sheriff Lee Shives had asked me to join the reserves at the Sheriff's Department. I joined the reserves there, and in 85, I had the opportunity to be a part-time deputy from 85 till May 23rd of 87. I was part-time, and then I came to Knoxville and went full-time.
Okay, so you started in law enforcement in 80, did I hear that right?
Yes, as a reserve for the Marion County Sheriff's Office.
All right, so 33 years.
Right.
Wow.
Long time.
Yeah, a long time. And has it been a good journey, an interesting journey, what?
You know, I really enjoyed working in law enforcement. The Marion County community, Knoxville, the people have treated me real well, you know. And I feel that it was a honor for me to work for them. Over the last several weeks where I told them I was going to retire. I had people come up and thanking me for my service and everything. And I just want the people to know I want to thank them for the opportunity to work for them. That was a true honor to work for the citizens of Marion County.
When you worked in the schools for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I worked in there about 5-6 years as a school liaison. I also was a DARE instructor. Part of that job, too, was investigate the felonies that came in to the Knoxville Police Department.
And so let's just guess. I know you probably don't know this. How many cases have you worked over the years?
I couldn't tell you. Hundreds and hundreds. Maybe
thousands.
Thousands, probably. Probably thousands.
Thousands, yeah. And maybe thousands and thousands.
Yeah, you know, and if you counted all the calls that you took care of where you didn't have to make a case, it'd probably be in the tens of thousands.
And just let's say, how many calls a day do you think that you take on average?
You know, probably like today, I've had 7 dispatch calls so far today in the first 7 hours. And that doesn't count other things that you have to do throughout your job.
Okay, so tens of thousands, maybe over 100,000 calls.
Probably.
Well, and some of them were probably, you know, things just helping somebody out. Some of them were probably pretty serious. Do you remember any of the serious ones that you'd like to share with us?
You know, everybody has issues, and, you know, some person's problem might be maybe their kid got bit by a dog at that specific time, and that's the most important problem they have at that time. On the other hand, I've covered armed robberies at the Quick Trip where I ran into the guy coming out the door. That's a serious problem. So everybody has their different problems, and I think that the police department, their job is to solve whatever problem comes in front of them. I would say, for me, one of the most intense would be when I went to the Quick Trip on an armed robbery call, and when I walked up to the door, the guy met me at the front door. That was pretty intense.
What happened then?
He'd actually took a hostage and was threatened to harm that hostage during the robbery. And through negotiations and things and working with the other law enforcement agency, we were able to get the hostage loose and get that person under arrest.
And in jail eventually.
And he went to jail, right.
But so you just walk into you knew that something was happening, so you probably walked in there prepared. And then he's coming out?
He's
coming opening
out,
the door?
He's coming out with the hostage.
And so what do you do? Do you back up? Do you tackle him? What do you do?
I asked him to let the hostage go, and I stood in front of him. And he wouldn't let the hostage go. So I was able to keep him there until we got enough backup to do what we needed to do to get that individual free.
Well, what kind of a conversation do you engage with the person taking a hostage? They've got the hostage in front of you. Say, let the hostage go. They say no. What do you say then? How do you protect the hostage, get them free, but not make the person angry or shoot you or somebody else?
Well, first of all, I discussed with the individual they hadn't harmed anybody yet. So that was a plus. Yes, he was in trouble for what he'd done, but he hadn't harmed anybody. But if he harmed somebody, the penalties are more severe, so just let him go, go with me, and I was stalling for time because I was the only one on scene at the time. So I kept talking to him like that, but he was being irrational, and I was able to keep him there without any injury or anything to the hostage, and until we got enough people there to resolve the issue.
So you kept your voice low, you were almost friendly, or were you stern?
I was talking to him like I'm talking to you right now. I was approximately 6 feet away from him. So, and I talked to him just like we're talking right now.
And the hostage, what were they doing?
He was just looking at me.
Just thinking, help me?
Yeah. So.
Okay, and so, but that wasn't an everyday occurrence.
That wasn't an everyday occurrence. Is, you know, domestics, we have a lot of those. Those can be very violent at times and unpredictable. And there's just numerous things that law enforcement does that people don't understand. I know if you want to think back about, I know Officer Darrell Brown and I responded to a guy that was trying to shoot his wife, and we went in the house and got the guy, got the gun away from him, and his wife did not get hurt, you know, those things. There's a lot of those things I could talk about. There are just so many of them. And I'm just, thank God, that I was never hurt serious. I've been hurt, but not hurt serious, or none of the officers here have been hurt that serious. And that was the biggest concern with me, that everybody went home safe.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Randy Puhier about his career in law enforcement. Is there any time when somebody didn't go home safe?
Good friend of mine. This is back probably 1980. John Evan Hafton. I grew up with him north of Pella. He was killed in line of duty in Knoxville, Iowa, while working an undercover buy for drugs.
So, and he was a Pella officer?
He was a Pella officer that came over here. Him and I had run around together when I went to school in Pella, and he was doing an undercover buy, I believe it was 1980, and he was shot and killed.
And so that was the year you started, and so that had to sort of weigh on you heavily, probably, you know, until right now we're talking.
Yeah, you know, you think about that every day when you come to work, that you want to go home safe. I can't honestly say that I thought about that I'm going to get hurt every day. I think if you think that you're going to get hurt or killed every day, you won't come to work. I come to work hoping to resolve issues and help people. And that's every day I did that, and that kind of kept me going throughout the years. You know, I didn't think about the bad things. Once I did an investigation, and I did lots of them, once that was done, I moved on to the next one. But it was the good things that really, I remember a lot of good things when you go down and there's a little kid that wasn't breathing, and you start blowing in his mouth, and he starts breathing again. Those things, you want to remember those. Those are the good things you did for people.
Because oftentimes you guys get there before rescue can.
A lot of times we get there, and we have basic rescue skills. We've been taught those by the rescue people. And we'll get there, and we'll analyze what's going on. And we'll give that to dispatch, and they can give that to the rescue crew so they know what to bring in or what they need to do when they get there. And there's a lot of times we might be doing CPR on an adult or a child or whatever before they get there to start that process.
And so because of that, lives have been saved.
Yes.
Probably, you know, maybe once a week or something sometime. And then we don't. There's not a news report. Officer Puhier or Officer whoever saved the life of that kid.
There's a lot of things that officers do in the Sheriff's Department and all the local law enforcement. A lot of things never get reported in the news. They do a lot of good things for people. The people that help, they know about it. I have to say that, well, I just had a lady come up here the other day, or yesterday, and she gave me a retirement card, and she goes, "This is for helping me and my grandson." And, you know, I don't even remember the grandson's name, but I knew I helped him, you know. And that to me meant a lot, because she remembered that I'd helped her grandson a long time ago, and she came up here and thanked me for that.
Well, and there's a humble part of it, too, that you're not going to call and say, "Hey, Bob, I did this morning. Would you tell everybody about it?" You don't do that. The officers don't do that.
Officers don't do that. I want to say that law enforcement in general takes a lot of time away from family. I know that when we work investigations, and a lot of times officers don't get to go home on time. They have to come in early. And there's a lot of things the officers miss throughout their years, you know, and I've been part of that. I've missed a lot of things in my family, but it's for the job, and your family understands that, and they deal with that. And it's because they want you to do what you want to do. And law enforcement, I've always wanted to do that, and I've really enjoyed my career.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Randy Puhier about his career in law enforcement. Well, now, when I talk to some of the other guys that are police officers for Knoxville, they tell me you're a really good investigator.
I have a knack for that.
Pretty good. Everybody says you're pretty darn good.
You know, and I've found, and we have a lot of new officers coming on, and the community will meet them. There'll probably be about 5 officers with under a year's service in Knoxville PD here once somebody replaces me. But, you know, I found if you're going to do investigations, you have to get out and you have to talk to people. And it's not necessarily the people you normally want to socialize with, but you have to come out and talk to people, and you have to deal with them and give them respect, and they'll give that back. I also have to say that the officers that I've worked with have made me look good. Because they bring me a piece of information, another officer will bring me another piece of information, and I have the time to go out and put those that information together, and then go visit with people and try to resolve the crimes. To be honest with you, I really liked working burglaries and thefts. I find that to be a challenge. They're very difficult. Because when you go to a burglary scene, all you got is maybe a business with a window broke out, item stolen. And a lot of times they wear gloves, and you just have to get on the street and talk to people and work it and have knowledge of who you know, who was out, and work with the other officers. And you can resolve these crimes. And I have been lucky to being able to do that fairly well throughout my career.
Well, and it takes more than time. It also takes the interest, the dedication, and curiosity. You're just pretty darn curious about the world and how people work, aren't you?
I'm curious how people think. I told a new officer once, I said, if you want to catch a criminal, try to think like a criminal. And what I meant by that was, if I was a burglar, where would I go? How would I plan this? After the burglary, what would I do? Who would I go to associate with? And if you get some information off the street, you need to know who that burglar or that thief socializes with or runs with, and then you start there and talk to them and work your way back and try to locate the actual person that did it. That's how I've always done it over the years.
When you're always on the street, you're very visible.
Yeah. I've had an opportunity, probably, I know I've had an opportunity to move up in the supervisory ranks, and I was a supervisor for a while. And I chose to go back to patrol because I just loved going down the street, whether it was midnights or afternoons or days. I just liked being out on the street with the people, having the contact with the people, the good people, the people that make mistakes, and there are bad people in our community. So I always like to be out talking to them. I told one guy once, I said, you know, when I arrested somebody, maybe for a burglary, and they got on bond, if I saw them, I'd get right back out of the squad car and go back and talk to them, ask them how they're doing. You show them a little bit of respect, and down the road, that pays rewards. So even if they made a mistake, I would get out and get back out and talk to them again.
Yeah, there's hardly a day that you and I don't wave at each other as we pass in our cars, is there?
That's right. And, you know, a lot of people ask me, Randy, you know, I never was a big ticket writer. I just don't write a lot of tickets because I was always out riding around. And people ask me, well, what are you doing? Well, I'm out talking to people. I'm out visiting with your business people or whoever, or picking up information from people that have knowledge. And I know who the people are that have knowledge of crimes in this community. And sometimes they owe me a favor because I did them a favor for their family or something. And that's how I did a lot of that.
So you know not only just a lot of people, you know a lot of people that aren't necessarily doing very well in our community, don't you?
That's right. You know, and I found over the years that For instance, there's a person that had been involved in crime, and he was in high school, and he was going to go to the prom, and I went and bought him a suit from a secondhand store so he could go to the prom. And I bought that and gave it to him, you know, and that paid me dividends over and over and over and over, a $25 suit so he could go to the prom in a suit. And this kid, it's paid me. He's gone now. He's moved on to a different state. But after that, it paid me multiple dividends for the community.
Because he would tell you something you wanted to know.
I paid him attention. I helped him helped his family, and he appreciated that.
And did it help him to make some better decisions about life?
Yeah, and I mean, even when he would get jammed up, he'd come and talk to me. You know, you'd be surprised how many people would just come up here to talk to Randy Puhier, and they want to visit with me because they have some personal problems. You know, sometimes people just have to vent, and they have to come up and they have to yell. And they have to scream, or if they're upset, they want somebody to listen to them. And they can come up here and talk to me for a half hour, 45 minutes, and they feel better, and they go home, and it might resolve a problem, not only for the police department, but for their family down the road.
Well, now, I'm thinking that after 33 years in law enforcement, that would be pretty easy to get a little cynical, a little bitter, a little down. But I hear your voice, and I've been with you. We've done ride-alongs. There's nothing but positive energy coming out of you. Has that been tough to maintain that good positive energy?
I think a lot of that comes from the other officers I work around. I keep that positive because if you get a negative outlook toward people, you can't help the community because then people don't want to talk to somebody that's negative all the time. Whether that individual has been involved in a criminal act or the family's having rough times, you know, it's important for you to be a positive influence on them because they'll respect you for that, and then they'll help you. It's a game of solving crimes and helping the community. You help people with their problems. People that commit crimes, not all of them are bad. They make big mistakes. Doesn't mean they're bad. And you have to let them know that, and those people will appreciate that. And when that comes back, you know, and comes back to you in a positive thing, then you can be more positive in your job.
So you're saying it's a whole lot more than just putting wrongdoers behind bars, isn't it?
I tell you what, it's dealing with every problem imaginable people have. Is dealing with people that have problems they can't resolve, and maybe you can give them one idea to help them resolve something. It's not all about putting people in jail. It's preventing people from going to jail, if you can do that. Most people I've dealt with, and I don't know how many confessions I've got over the years, a lot of them will come back and talk to me after they get out of prison and thank me for helping them. And that's kind of hard to believe that I sent them to prison and they come back and thank me, but I helped them. They said they got out of that mode they were in. And so I've had people actually come back and tell me that.
Is it hard to, I guess, turn your back on this now?
I think the biggest thing is I won't get to see all these people. I was just talking with one of our investigators and the sheriff just a little while ago. And, you know, I think the biggest thing is I'll be out of the know, and you know what's going on in the city, and I think I'll probably miss that a little bit, but I also miss helping people that come up and ask. I still maintain the policeman's job is to help people, whatever problem they have, and if you do that and you can solve somebody's problem and take care of one of their headaches during their day, you've done your job.
Any last thing you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, like I said before, I just want to thank the people of Marion County and Knoxville for the opportunity to serve for them. I've enjoyed my career in law enforcement in Marion County and Knoxville. It's time for me to move on. I think that the police department and the sheriff's department and the other departments here in Marion County work well together, and hopefully they continue to do so to serve the public. I just want to thank everybody for everything they've done for me while I've been a police officer here in Knoxville.
Thanks to Randy Puyer for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.